Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's Jabba here, and thanks for tuning into my Jabba's Movies podcast. The Marvel Cinematic Universe is expanding exponentially with the arrival of Eternals, a blockbuster that transcends time and space, delivering scale and scope that is frankly mind-blowing. Eternals is a lot. I caught up with the youngest superhero in the MCU, Sprite, aka Liam McHugh. Liam McHugh, welcome to the show and congratulations on a wonderful performance as Sprite.
Thank you so much.
You were born a year before Iron Man came out, the film that kickstarted the MCU. How old were you when you signed on to become an Eternal?
Well, I was 13 and I turned 14 during filming and I will be 16 next month.
You must be the youngest actor to play a superhero and the youngest character, but actually Sprite isn't that young.
Yeah, Sprite is 7,000 years old and I, it's crazy, but I'm actually the youngest superhero in the MCU, which is really cool.
I mean, you've obviously been talking about it as promoting the film. Has that sunk in? I mean, that must be a pretty incredible feeling.
It's a great honor. I never thought that I could ever be able to be part of the MCU. I mean, at least till I was an adult, but to have like a child be a superhero, I think is really like a cool new thing because there's a lot of kids who are fans of this movie too. And I feel that this is someone that they can sort of identify with as someone who is representing their age.
Absolutely. I mean, it's such a vast and broad cast. What was the hardest part of turning up each day and being amongst those other, you know, huge name actors on set? Was that hard?
I don't think it was hard. I think it was exciting. I mean, every morning, I mean, sometimes the calls are early and that's not a big fun part of the movie, having to get up really early in the morning. But I mean, once I'm there on set with everyone, it's honestly like just a lot of fun. I mean, I look forward to talking to the cast in between takes and getting to know them. I mean, we all really liked each other. Everyone was really nice.
Did you have a moment, though, where you look around and you're like, oh, my God, that's the Starks and there's Maleficent and, you know, you must have had a couple of pinch me moments.
I was a huge, huge fan of Richard Madden and I actually met him during the screen testing process of the movie. I mean, he made me so nervous. I was like so, so excited to meet him. And I think it's good that I sort of got over my like fan moment during the screen testing process. So when we started shooting, it felt more like I wasn't like a giddy little kid. I was able to be professional and work with him.
Well, you're more professional than me because I fangirl at any opportunity when I meet actors such as yourself. We got to know the Avengers over the course of two dozen films and over a decade. Can you educate us on who the Eternals are, what they get up to in the film, and where it all goes from here?
I mean, I think it's really incredible that they were able to fit 10 new superhero characters into one movie. And I honestly think that you really get to know and understand each and every one of them. And everyone has their moments where you sort of feel that they have a sense of humanity in them, which I think helps the audience connect them. They came to Earth 7,000 years ago to protect the world from deviants. And it goes back and forth from present day to their backstory. And you'll see what happens in the rest of the movie.
Fantastic. And is it true you can speak some Babylonian?
I probably won't have any idea what I'm saying, but yeah, I have a Babylonian speech in the movie. Took me a little bit to learn. It was very frustrating. I felt like I was learning gibberish.
Chloe, do you remember any of it?
She really gave me all the languages to learn. because I was like, I'm on a Marvel set. I'm not going to mess this up.
Do you remember any Babylonian?
I do. Yeah. It really sticks with you when you learn gibberish for some reason.
Can you give us any Babylonian as we say goodbye?
Okay. Babylon Alam Rabam Ananas Adam Gilgamesh Yun Kidu Ahansha Iptikutuk Untu. I mean, I could go on for a minute, but yeah, that's some of it.
That, I am so impressed, Leah. It's great to meet you. All the best and can't wait to see what you do next. Thanks for chatting to us in Australia.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't miss Eternals, only on the big screen.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.